Endometriosis is a gynecological disease that affects about 10% of women and teen girls around the world. For many people dealing with the condition, it can be painful, disruptive, and debilitating. But despite being relatively common, it often takes endometriosis patients as long as 6 to 10 years to get a diagnosis, sometimes longer still to find treatment options that work. A new documentary called Below the Belt shares the stories of four women whose lives have been disrupted by endometriosis and who are seeking effective treatment. Here's one of them, Jenna, a registered nurse in Los Angeles, who was interviewed for the documentary.
For years now, I've been sent to every specialist that makes sense based on my symptoms, OBGYNs, pulmonologists, cardiologists. They don't see a problem based on their specialty. No one's looking at the big picture. And so now, what am I supposed to do to get better?
I thought that maybe I'm dying or I have some kind of rare disease. But then I go online and find that millions of women are going through exactly what I'm going through.
The first time that I was told it could be endometriosis, I'd never even heard of it.
Our next guests say that more funding and research is needed to get better diagnosis and treatment of the condition. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you or a loved one have endometriosis? Has it been tough to get a diagnosis, to find care and treatment? What questions do you have about the disease? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Shannon Cohn is a documentary producer and director. Her new PBS film, Below the Belt, follows the stories of four women diagnosed with endometriosis. Shannon, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
And Dr. Camille Ladani is director of the Minimally Invasive Gynecological Surgery Section for the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, who specializes in endometriosis and chronic pelvic pain. Dr. Ladani, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Ladani, can you start us off with a basic definition of endometriosis and what it looks like for women suffering from it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a general diagnosis is when you have the presence of viable and estrogen-sensitive endometrial-like cells that are found outside of the uterus. Once they're there, they can implant into various tissues, they can grow, and they can cause a very widespread inflammatory response. People present with very different symptoms and degree of symptoms, but a large proportion of patients will present with pain. Some people have infertility, some will have abnormal bleeding patterns, some will have various gastrointestinal symptoms, and others will have fatigue, as well as mental health symptoms such as depression and anxiety.
And Shannon, in Below the Belt, you share four other people's stories. This is also, I understand, your story. Can you talk a little bit about your own experience with endometriosis and trying to get it diagnosed?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, Below the Belt and our previous film, Into What, comes from a very personal place. I do have endometriosis. I first had symptoms at 16, yet I didn't hear the word endometriosis until 13 years later. So 13 years of really chasing symptoms and meeting with different specialists and my pediatrician and primary care provider, my school nurse, using their best efforts, really trying to help me find answers, but no one knew really what was, you know, going on. No one put the pieces together. So, and Below the Belt in particular came, you know, the impetus behind it came after I was very fortunate, I have two young daughters. And yet they have a 7 times increased risk. There is a 7 times increased genetic risk among sisters and between mothers and daughters. And when I learned this, I decided that, you know, let's use film. Let's use film as a means to change this.
Dr. Ladani, what are some of the obstacles that lead to patients having, in some cases, years to get a diagnosis?
Absolutely. I think initially patients are told by various people that perhaps their symptoms are normal, that it's just something that they have to accept and just bear through. I think it can also be challenging to talk about some of the very personal symptoms that they encounter. And so finding providers that they can really trust, that will really listen to them and help them to feel heard. And then I think once they do present, because patients with endometriosis present in so many different ways with symptoms that can overlap with other conditions, oftentimes providers don't realize. We now have society guidelines that tell us that even though we need surgery as the gold standard for diagnosis, we don't need that to begin treatment and to move forward with that presumed diagnosis to try to start, you know, treating those symptoms.
Shannon in Below the Belt. We heard there Jenna talking about feeling shocked that she had never heard of endometriosis, even as a nurse herself. Can you talk about the obstacles people faced, the people in your documentary and others face in trying to navigate the system and get that diagnosis, even when they have a lot of medical training themselves?
Absolutely. I mean, and Dr. Ladani hits the nail on the head. There are so many obstacles. I say, you know, endometriosis is a perfect awful storm of so many things. It's about, you know, menstrual taboo and societal taboo of talking about below the belt, you know, issues in women. It's about gender bias. It's about racial bias. It's about institutional and financial barriers to care. And these are all issues I think that everyone can identify with. It's something that we all struggle with. What does it mean if we're relegated to subpar treatments because we can't, you know, we don't have the financial resources to seek, you know, the best care, quote unquote. And that's things that the film, you know, investigates.
We are talking about endometriosis, a new documentary out from filmmaker Shannon Cohn. With us, also with us, Dr. Camille Ladani from the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Ladani, I learned in the documentary and from reading up on some of your work, the preferred treatments for endometriosis have changed, it seems like quite a bit, over the years. What did we used to do? What is our first line best treatment right now?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think, unfortunately, we haven't made nearly as much progress as we would like. And so we are unable to really, truly individualize care as much as we would like to as providers. So when we think about that presumed diagnosis where we start treating people, we still utilize hormonal suppression a lot. We still believe that endometriosis responds to the hormones that our body produces naturally. So we do still use hormonal suppression, but I think that what's really important is evaluating the whole patient, you know, thinking about the symptoms that they have at that time and what are their goals at that time in their life, and trying to tailor how we approach those symptoms and not just necessarily only use hormonal suppression. So we want to think about other chronic overlapping pain conditions. We really want to be collaborating because if they have GI symptoms, can we garner help from our GI professionals? Are we utilizing pain psychology? Are we utilizing pelvic floor physical therapy? Are we utilizing surgery when it's time to do so? You know, are our patients trying to plan for a family? So it's just very, very important that we're communicating with what their goals are and then tailoring those treatments at that time, whether it's medical management versus surgical management.
And Shannon, one of those treatments Dr. Ladani just mentioned ends up being a part of the story for I think all of the women you follow, trying to get a particular kind of effective endometrial surgery, and then finding that their insurance does not cover that. Can you talk about the financial hit these women were taking?
Absolutely. I mean, like Dr. Ladani says, you know, it's really such an individual disease and the treatment protocols vary widely. But yes, in the film, there a subject that does try to access a type of surgery called excision surgery, which is by many considered the gold treatment, which is where excision or lesions of endometriosis are excised or removed from the body. The issue is that many providers who perform this type of surgery operate out of network. So if a patient would like this type of surgery and picks a provider that is in private practice, for example, a lot of times they have to pay out of pocket. And unfortunately, that's a financial barrier for too many. And, you know, they're using credit cards. They're using savings to access this type of surgery, which is evidence of, you know, a larger problem, a larger broken system that we all, I think, can identify with.
That's Shannon Cohn, documentary producer and director of the new film Below the Belt. Also with us, Dr. Camille Ladani, director of the Minimally Invasive Gynecologic Surgery Section at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. We're talking about endometriosis, a gynecological disease affecting about 1 in 10 women and girls around the world, why it can be tough to get a diagnosis and get effective care. Coming up, we'll look at research, how much investment we have and haven't made on endometriosis. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you, about your life? If you've been dealing with endometriosis, what have your experiences been like navigating the medical system to get a diagnosis, to get some kind of treatment? Have you joined support groups on social media? What has helped you? Join in with your experiences, your questions for our guests at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about endometriosis, the diagnosis and care of endometriosis, with Dr. Camille Ladani from the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, and filmmaker Shannon Cohn, director of a new PBS documentary about endometriosis called Below the Belt. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you've dealt with endometriosis in your life or that of a loved one, and you're willing to share the story, if you're willing to talk about it with us, we would love to hear from you. Where did you find out about it? Have you looked on social media and gotten some inspiration on avenues to pursue? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Shannon, part of the goal of your documentary, it seems like, is to get people talking about endometriosis. You point out in the film that, you know, we're not even willing to talk about periods and menstruation, much less a condition like endometriosis. Are you seeing that change, though?
Absolutely. I do. I have such great, like, you know, hope with our new generations, really breaking the taboo around, you know, talking about menstrual health and periods. And I, you know, like I said, I have two young daughters, one's 15, and I maybe it's because I'm her mother, but at the same time, like, she will talk with her friends about her period. Like, she talks about what she's going to have for lunch. So she'll probably be mortified that I'm sharing that, but maybe not, you know, maybe not, but because I just see, you know, the tide, so to speak, is changing, and thank goodness.
Dr. Ladani, part of the documentary talks about research funding for endometriosis compared to other common conditions. It seems like there's not a lot. What would you hope to see when it comes to research priorities?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. It's so challenging. I mean, what we see right now is a lot of really small projects. And unfortunately, when we have these smaller projects, it's hard to combine those efforts. And so I think that coming together, we work a lot on like multi-institutional projects, trying to get larger numbers of people involved, because, you know, I agree with Shannon, patients are so interested in talking about this. I mean, my patients tell me all the time, if you have a project, I will do it. Just tell me where and when to be. So it's just a matter of trying to continue the efforts, helping people to understand how important this is and how much it's impacting the quality of their life, because there's just so much bias, especially when it comes to pain. And so it's easy for some of these people to just really be disregarded. But I think that if we can get more numbers, then we can start to get more information so that we can really start to individualize care in a meaningful way.
And Shannon, that's one kind of success story in your documentary, an effort to get more funding from Congress for endometriosis. Now, one of your patients, one of the patients you follow, goes to Washington and testifies. She has kind of an inside connection. Her grandpa was the late Senator Orrin Hatch. Good news, I guess, more funding, but bad news, that's what it takes? Like, somebody has to be that personally affected to put this before the Senate?
Right. Well, you know, unfortunately, that seems to be, you know, to be the way a lot of things work, you know, and I think a lot of listeners probably won't be surprised by that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, when something becomes personal for anyone, I mean, it's a human experience. We obviously care about the people we love, and when they're negatively affected, we're, of course, going to care about the larger issue at play. And that's what happened with Senator Hatch. He saw his granddaughter suffer immensely and said, okay, I see the human toll of this disease. Let's do something about it. And fortunately, he knew that that would take a bipartisan effort. He reached out to Senator Elizabeth Warren, who obviously is a Democrat senator from Massachusetts, and really has helped us, you know, put together this really great bipartisan coalition of partners on Capitol Hill to say, hey, you know what, we all care about women's health, we care about this condition and how it affects not only on a personal but also societal level, and it's time to do something about it.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Melanie is with us in La Crosse. Melanie, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Melanie?
Well, about 30 years ago, I had endometriosis pretty severely, and my lung collapsed. And so I was hospitalized for 9 days and had my lung lining removed. And it was because endometriosis had perforated my diaphragm and entered my lung. It's quite unusual.
Melanie, well, I'm glad you're here to tell us about that. That sounds very serious. Thank you so much for sharing that. Dr. Ladani, now I know endometriosis, as I understand it, mostly is affecting things in the area of the uterus, but it can spread to other organs. It sounds like that happened to Melanie. How common is that?
Yeah, it's certainly, thankfully, and I'm so sorry you went through that. You know, thankfully, it's not as common for it to progress like that, but absolutely can. And so I think that as providers, it's so important for us to really think about these symptoms. You know, we tend to focus on one body area, but we have to pay attention to what else is going on. And, you know, I know I try to really pay attention to, do people have symptoms that are cyclic? Do they respond, you know, kind of in a monthly pattern in a similar way that other more traditional menstrual cycle symptoms might happen? And really pay attention to that and really work with other providers and other specialties to identify these more rare and potentially very dangerous situations.
Melanie, thanks again for sharing that experience. And Shannon, that strikes me as another goal of your documentary to get that diagnosis earlier so that we don't have extreme cases like Melanie where something could actually start damaging other organs.
Absolutely. I mean, a couple of the different initiatives we have going with the film, of course, is first widespread awareness, which is one reason that it's, you know, premiering on PBS. And we're doing an international rollout over the next coming months so that, you know, everybody understands about endometriosis. But a second aspect is really working with frontline providers, those people in position, school nurses, pediatricians, primary care providers, ER providers, so that when people go into these settings and share these symptoms, right away, these providers think, oh, right, this could be endometriosis. And girls, you know, hear the word at 13 instead of 23 or 33.
Dr. Ladani, obviously endometriosis is on your radar. What are you hoping to see when it comes to what Shannon was just talking about, getting the word out to other medical care providers to hopefully spot this a little earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes into just goals of community efforts with education to patients and families and providers. My goal is to see more, you know, more cohesive collaboration, because I think that unfortunately in our training, we know each of our specific individual areas. I myself, you know, don't know as much, of course, about the, you know, the pulmonary system. And so unfortunately, patients end up just getting bounced around from provider to provider, which is just not a very cohesive way to care for these folks. And so what I would love to see is just more collaboration, even within my personal system here, so that we can more efficiently take care of these patients.
Shannon, something I don't want to miss from the documentary Below the Belt is, you know, endometriosis will look a little different from one person to another, but for the people you follow, in many cases, this is really debilitating and life-changing. Can you talk about some of the experiences you saw from the women you worked with?
Absolutely. I mean, we really thought it was important to show a wide variety of experiences with ages, races, socioeconomic statuses, so that people understand that endometriosis can affect everyone in a different way. And just quickly, everyone who's listening right now is actually affected by endometriosis, whether they realize it or not, either directly or indirectly. It's just a fact. It's just so pervasive. But with the four characters, the four subjects in the film, you know, one is affected. She doesn't really have symptoms as much, but then her fertility is compromised. And she was told early in her 20s, you know, she will never have children. So really going on that journey with her to see what that means. What does that mean when you, you know, are told something like that at such a young age? And for other, like Jenna, who you mentioned earlier, who's a healthcare provider herself and never heard of it, gone to the ER many times with symptoms, yet she never hears the word. And I will say that something we go into that I think is something to note is she is a woman of color, is a registered nurse, and she felt compelled to bring her partner, who's male, who is actually a software programmer, into the doctor's appointments for her because she recognized that she was taken more seriously when he was in the room, and almost to the point where she would always let him speak for her. And so what does that say when someone obviously so educated, so capable, is letting a partner speak for her on in a condition that's happening to her body?
Dr. Ladani, can you share some advice for someone who's listening, thinking maybe I have endometriosis? What kind of information, what kind of preparation might they have to come into that first appointment with a doctor or maybe that appointment with a specialist?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I always tell my patients that, you know, any time that they're willing to create a diary of symptoms to help identify any patterns, timing, associations, anything like that, so that they have that information there with them. I think it can be very emotional, you know, when they're trying to garner all of this energy to think of everything that they can in this very long journey. So doing some of that work ahead of time so that they can really just feel heard during that visit is important. I always tell people to remember that this is a process. You know, unfortunately, since we cannot cure this disease, it's often not straightforward and it will change over time. And so I tell them, just remember that, you know, any given time, it can change, it can get better. You know, what they're feeling does not have to be forever, and that we can continue to work together to make these changes. And so just to advocate for themselves, you know, to work together with their provider.
And we'll leave it there. Dr. Ladani, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for doing this.
And Shannon, thanks for sharing your documentary with us.
Of course. Thank you. It's been an honor.
Been talking to Shannon Cohn, documentary producer and director of the PBS Below the Belt that we've been talking about. It's about endometriosis, and Dr. Camille Ladani, director of the Minimally Invasive Gynecologic Surgery Section at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. They join us for a closer look at endometriosis, an often painful and debilitating disease that affects an estimated 10% of women and teen girls worldwide. Difficult to get a diagnosis in a timely fashion, too. Still time for you to share your story, if you're willing, on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org.